conversation on the global game. This is World Football on the BBC World Service.
Hello from Delhi Cloyd and welcome to World Football, where we've seen a classic El Clasico in Spain between Barcelona and Real Madrid. With both sides vying for the La Liga title, Barcelona eventually ran out 4-3 winners in a game where a Kylian Mbappe hat-trick for Real Madrid wasn't enough for Carlo Ancelotti's side to close the gap at the top. Barca are now 7 points clear with 9 to play for, and another title looks to be in their grasp in Hansi Flick's first season in charge. I've been discussing the game with World Football's George Addo and Spanish football journalist Eduardo Alvarez.
Yes, it's been a pulsating match, and Real Madrid is starting scoring twice through Mbappé in 13 minutes, but then Barcelona scored 4 times in less than half an hour. And eventually the match finished 4-3 with another goal by Mbappé in the second half. But there were chances from both sides. The general feeling is that Barcelona could score pretty much at will and took things more calmly in the second half. They came from an overtime loss to Inter in the semifinals of the Champions League, so they were obviously physically exhausted. And we've seen Madrid in the same line of all season with a very, very weak defence, and Barcelona exploited that very well this afternoon in Spain.
I mean, when they went 2-0 down, Barca as well, it could have begged the question, gosh, they're certainly hungover from that semi-final Champions League defeat to Inter Milan, which you mentioned. But clearly, they went back at Real Madrid and clearly they have the motivation to go on and win this title. And with them now moving 7 points clear, Eduardo, with 3 games to play, surely
yes,
they're not going to throw it away now, are they?
No, it's pretty much done, I guess, because Real Madrid would have to win all 3 remaining games, and that doesn't seem look like very probable. But Barcelona have turned around a number of matches this season. They came from 2-0 down at 6 times already. So I mean, you need more than that to defeat this Barcelona side. And of course, next weekend they play against neighbors Espanyol. And if they get a win, the title's over.
And it's amazing that the young men in this team, in terms of the ages we're talking about. Eduardo, where is this team going? How better can they become? Because it almost feels like it's the start of something great. It's a start of domination, is it?
Yes, because they have plenty of years ahead of Lamine Yamal, Fermin, Balde, Pedri. I mean, it's a fantastic lineup. And the only thing they need to learn is how to manage those results when they have a favorable result. They insist on scoring one more goal. And sometimes that costs them dearly, like it happened against Inter last week. And it could have happened with Real Madrid today because they were 4-3 and Real Madrid enjoyed a couple of matches just because Barcelona wanted to score the 5th. So if they learn how to manage matches, this is a team that has all the chances to become a household team among the greatest Barcelona teams ever.
Yeah, it's interesting. George mentioned the dominance as well, because we must mention Barca have beaten Real Madrid 4 times this season now after today's win. What now then for Real Madrid? Speculation, of course, in the last few weeks that Carlo Ancelotti could be going at the end of the season. Even some suggestion this week that he could go after today's defeat.
It seems already agreed that Ancelotti will leave the club and will go to coach the Brazilian national team. And this week, Xavi Alonso, Leverkusen's coach, announced that he's not going to stay with the Leverkusen side next season. So it all looks pretty much aligned for that replacement, Alonso in the place of Ancelotti. The only doubt is when Alonso will be able to join, if it's before or after the Club World Champions that is going to happen in the summer.
World Football on the BBC World Service.
And it's been quite the weekend for Barcelona as a club with the women's side winning the Liga FA title for a sixth season in a row. They thrashed Betis 9-0 to clinch their 10th title and are still on course for the quadruple. For more on the women's game, check out the podcast featuring Michelle Kang, the American billionaire owner of a number of clubs, including Lyon and London City Lionesses. She's been speaking to our reporter, Joe Curry.
Michelle Kang's story has a bit of a Hollywood feel to it. The American billionaire who made her money in health and IT only went to see her first football game in 2021, and she instantly fell in love with the sport and, more importantly, saw the potential financially in it too. By 2022, just a year later, Kang was the majority owner of the Spirit. A year after that, she added London City Lionesses to her portfolio before buying Lyon in 2024. Now, there's no denying that Kang is certainly a huge fan and supporter of women's football, but she's also a very astute businesswoman, and her approach to club ownership is, while it's unique, her goal is to prove that women's football clubs can be successful and sound business investments without the involvement of a men's side. And if Kang's early success with the Lionesses demonstrates anything, well, it's that she's yet to be proved wrong.
I don't think there's one model that works for women's football or, for that matter, men's football. So I have to yet to hear somebody telling me a compelling rationale as to why women's team and men's team have to be together. That's certainly one way, but I don't think that's the only way. And I still don't understand, and no one has told me why they cannot be the different and independent from one another. And I think it's all about, depending on who owns, what their priorities are and their history and legacy. So I think that the one good thing about women's football, because we're at the early stage of our development, I think there is not just one size fits all, but multiple business models. England is different from France. France is different from America. One is not better than the other. So I would like to see proliferation of different business models because they all help each other. The only thing I would say that we should not do is copy and paste men's their model or their competitive formats or their way of doing things, because we're a fundamentally different product.
That's all from World Football. Don't forget to subscribe for all episodes and leave us a comment.
World Football is a BBC Sport production for the BBC World Service.